Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This was on Friday. This was Purdue trailing Fairleigh Dickinson by 3 points late in the game, 12 seconds left when that play began. And so they missed their inbound. They screwed it all up, Purdue did, and then they had to foul. So they send him to the other end where Demetri Roberts is getting ready to make one of two.
Ethan Morton will inbound for Purdue.
Oh, sorry, that's the same exact clip. Here you go.
1-1 for Roberts. Makes the first.
That put them up four with 8 seconds to go, and then
1-1 for Roberts.
Golly, what's going on with my computer here? Sorry.
One more for Roberts. Makes them both. 8 seconds left. Smith drives. Blocked from behind with 1.5 on the clock.
5 point advantage against the number one seed in the first round of the tournament. And the crowd knew it. That was it. It was going to be over.
The lob, and that will do it. FDU, believe it, for just the second time ever, a 16 beats a 1.
Unbelievable. It's the kind of thing you watch the tournament for. Like, because a lot of the games are not that thrilling, especially in the first and second round. I mean, if you're running a bracket, every game is thrilling, okay? Even when, you know, the team you picked wins by 30, which didn't happen a lot this year. There was not a lot of big blowouts this year. In fact, I would say that this year, unlike most years, you don't have that team that after the first two rounds, you're like, oh, yeah, they're definitely going to win or they're going to be in the Final Four. You don't have that this year. I mean, you know, you have teams that survived pretty good. You know, Alabama's doing really well. Okay, don't get me wrong. Houston's doing really well. But a lot of other teams are like, you know, and a lot of them dropped, right? I don't know about you. My bracket is I can score about two more rounds worth. It's all dependent on Texas upsetting Houston. So everything else is dead to me. But this was on Friday. You had the second time ever in history that a number one seed got knocked off in the first round by number 16, Fairleigh Dickinson, at the end of the game. And, oh, just personal note, I had Purdue winning it all. So I'm like, nice time. But I love to see these big upsets. They're kind of what's fun about the game.
Come here. Coach, on Wednesday.
I love that in the background. They're getting ready to interview Tobin Anderson, the head coach for Fairleigh Dickinson, and the guy in the background. They told us we're not supposed to be here. You know, which is, you know, when you're the number 16, you hear that, right?
Come here. All right. Coach, on Wednesday, we heard you say in the locker room, the more I watch Purdue, the more I think I can beat this, we can beat this team. What did you see?
Turns out that's right.
Well, I mean, I just trust our guys. I have faith in our guys. That speech got overblown, you know. We just have faith in what we do, and our guys are so tough and so competitive, you know. I'll do a better job in this locker room speech than last one. I'll be a little more. But it was the right message, maybe the wrong audience. But listen, I love our guys. They're tough. They're gritty. They play their tails off. That's an unbelievable win. I mean, we just did something that was, I mean, that's unbelievable. We just shocked the world, and couldn't happen to a better bunch of guys, a better bunch of fans, my family, the whole thing. So we are ecstatic. Unbelievable. We're going to stay in Columbus. I love it.
We are ecstatic. Unbelievable.
You are a kid from Iowa. Your dad was a coach. Yes. You coached at D3, D2, D1. How proud do you think your dad is of you tonight?
Oh, man. Don't make me cry. I wish he was here. I mean, I wish you could see what's going on here. I mean, most of your life, Division III, Division II, you're in front of 100 people, family and friends. We're in front of 20,000 people here, in front of the whole world, just beat Purdue. I mean, and all my stuff comes from him. My dad was a much better coach than I was, but I've got a better team than he had, so it makes a lot easier. But no, I wish he was here, wish my mom was here. But we got a great family and friends, and I'm so proud of this team. And what a wonderful thing this is. It's incredible. And our team, I couldn't be happy. This place going FDU. It's just awesome. It's awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Man, he talks faster than I do. I love it. I love it. So that was part one of the big story over the weekend. There were three interesting stories over the weekend. That was one. The second one was Florida Atlantic, FAU, taking on Memphis again on Friday.
Hey, looks all right there, trying to track it down.
60-60.
Florida Atlantic with Boyd. No. And Janelle Davis has it right back inside to Rosado.
Second chance. Finally, FAU takes the lead after trailing most of the game against Memphis, a game that did not look all that interesting for most of the game. But then all of a sudden, 2 minutes left, FAU is ahead. 20 seconds left. Memphis is back in the lead, 65-64.
You better get foul yet. 16 seconds left.
You got a foul, guys.
Got a foul, FAU.
Turn it over.
Or you steal it.
Davis, with 9 seconds, he tripped to the ground.
And then you get tripped up and fall down. Jump ball.
And they call a tie-up.
Oh, what's going to happen?
Arrow favors the Owls.
FAU keeps the ball. 20 seconds to go. So now we're down to 5 seconds, okay? FAU is going to inbound the ball.
Janelle Davis to inbound.
Oh, sorry. What happened in between there is there was a bunch of back and forth with some FAU got ahead, okay, by two. FAU got ahead by two, as I said, after that last play. So they were ahead by two. Now FAU's ahead with 5 seconds to go. Sorry.
Janelle Davis to
and
inbound.
Then inbounding it.
Here's Boyd. 5 seconds left. Boyd drives. Scores! With 2.5. Lomax at midcourt. McCadden doesn't get it off. And the Owls win it.
Crazy. Crazy end of this game. FAU comes in, scores, gets ahead. I kept getting it backwards in my head, sorry. And then you can't get a shot off for Memphis, and they win. First win ever in history for FAU. That sets up the Sweet 16, or the underdog in Fairleigh Dickinson for beating Purdue. I keep saying FAU and FDU. They're easy to confuse. FDU beats Purdue for the, 16 upset in the first, okay? And then FAU... Okay, that was a fairly close game. FAU, Memphis are an 8-9 seed, but it's the first time FAU's advanced. So then they play each other yesterday. The two most fun underdog teams to win watching the whole tournament, and they have to play each other yesterday. Not that interesting of a game. FAU was ahead most of the game. There was a point late on when FDU got ahead by about five, by a couple anyway. And then in the end, FAU held on and they win, and the Cinderella story is all over. But that's not my favorite game of the weekend, because my favorite game is any game that Kansas loses. Oh, no, I don't care about anything in basketball, except I went to the University of Illinois, and we hired Bill Self. And Bill Self was going to be fantastic. And he is fantastic as the coach of Kansas, because they poached him a couple of years later, and he's been doing nothing but win ever since. And every Illinois fan's like, could have been us. Could have been us. And every year, Illinois is like, we can compete, and we don't. This year, we had a chance, and then we did not do well. So I love to see Suey Pig, Arkansas, knock off Kansas after a bunch of back and forth. That was a tight game. And in the end, 72-71, they wind up winning that game. So woohoo, Pig, I'll take it. And Auburn lost, and Illinois lost, and, there you go. Princeton that had upset Arizona to mess up everybody's bracket on the very first day, they lost to they won against Missouri. So the best one left in, if you're a Cinderella follower, is the 15 seed Princeton, who won by the biggest margin ever by a 15 seed, 78-63. And other than that, the games were not all that interesting over the weekend, but that's okay. That's okay. It was a good weekend of basketball. 518 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else going on? Oh, my God. Somebody pulled a gun at the Gulf Breeze Hospital? What?
No one was hurt after a man pulled out a gun at Gulf Breeze Hospital. It happened at 4 o'clock this morning, and Gulf Breeze police say a patient pulled out the gun while in a room on the second floor. We're told a security guard and hospital staff member talked him down and then de-escalated the situation. The patient was Baker acted. No other details have been released.
Wow. We'll just, I'm sure there's a fair amount of backstory on this, but the good news is nobody winds up getting hurt. The horrible news over the weekend was on Friday. We had this terrible fire over on Zaragoza and A with, massive response from Pensacola Fire. Ginny Craner, of course, Chief Craner was on the scene. And, this is an awful story. I'll just tell you in advance. This is a bad story, okay?
We received a call at 1242 for a structure fire with entrapment.
When we received the call, it was known that there were victims trapped inside. Our crews arrived on scene very quickly in under 5 minutes and were able to locate victims in the home and remove them.
And the tragedy was there were several children, at least 3 children in the home, again on A in Zaragoza.
There were 2 children that were located and removed. 1 child was pronounced on scene as a fatality. The other 2 children were transported to the hospital.
And there was also, people ask, well, where was the adult?
There was an adult male also transported from the property.
But this was a very, very bad fire.
There were flames when fire crews arrived and when police arrived, and it was a difficult fire. There was a lot of fire, a lot of heavy, dark smoke, and 2 of our firefighters received some burns during the rescues, and they're okay. They have non-life-threatening injuries. They're being evaluated.
So they were cutting into the roof of the building in order to try to vent some of it to get the smoke out so they could see their way around, but horrible, horrible, terrible fire on Friday. And as you heard there, the audio from the press conference, that was courtesy of our news partners at Channel 3, WEAR-TV. And, you know, 2 firefighters get hurt, a child winds up getting killed, 2 children and an adult getting transported to the hospital. Just a terrible, terrible incident. And, you know, with the cold, I don't know the cause. I don't think anything has been released yet on the cause. They'll do an investigation, of course. But, you know, there's a lot of people that with the cold are going to have space heaters running and not safely. And, you know, just be praying for your neighbors and checking on people and just making sure with this cold. We had a freeze warning overnight last night, not for, you know, most parts of the area, but for some parts of the area, especially on the coast, I believe is where a lot of that was. You know, people are going to be doing what they do when the temperatures are cold. 520 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
What you've heard about probiotics is probably wrong.
I eat yogurt, so I don't need to take a probiotic.
Probiotics? They don't really work.
It's time to learn the truth about probiotics and join the Align Healthy Gut team up. Align has probiotics to naturally help relieve occasional bloating, gas, and abdominal discomfort. Try Align probiotics for a month and see how great a healthy gut can feel. Get $2 off your first month of Align at alignprobiotics.com.
Hey, if you're a business owner and you've got lots of employees, that means you've got to handle things like insurance, right? You got to figure out dental, vision, life, disability, what's good for your employees. You got to figure out payroll. You got to figure out human resources. And, you know, you got into business most likely because you're really good at, you know, for example, working on cars. You're really good at, you know, installing HVAC, or you're really good at helping people legally. Maybe you didn't get into business because you love doing insurance benefits. You know, I understand, okay? And if that stuff is annoying to you, taxing you, taking away your, you know, like you're thinking about it too much, and just a burden to handle, that's why you call Torgas and Causey. Literally, what they love doing is helping businesses like yours not have to deal with all of that. So you can get back to the business of running your business. They will take care of that stuff for you. We started using them about 5 years ago at News Radio in Cat Country, and they helped. They were great. They gave us options we never had before. They made it easy for us. I know the guys are all easy to work with. They call you right back. If they don't have an answer immediately, they'll get back with you very quickly, very detail-oriented, which my wife loves. So they're fantastic, and I can tell you from experience. So if you've got a business and you'd just like to find out if you're doing the best that you can do by your employees or by, you know, cost, right, give them a call, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming into an authorized dealer like Bray's for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Bray Jewelers.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z's Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
You can listen to News Radio Pensacola on the radio at 92.3, 95.3, or AM 1620. Online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
I'm loving it. had a conversation, we being Mr. Cook and myself and an engineer that we use for these types of issues earlier today, to ensure that our plant is designed to accommodate the filtering and treatment system that will, first, as it relates to effluent, and second, what investment will be required for every well that we operate. We can estimate the total cost of the improvements to meet the new standards between $5 and $6 million. We'll be given time to make the changes that will be required and to leverage the proceeds required to make those changes.
So this is Randy Jorgensen. He's the city manager for the city of Milton, talking during the Milton City Council meeting last week about the, at that time, kind of almost just barely had been released, the 4 parts per trillion standard for the PFAS chemicals. And remember, we talked about this quite extensively last week with J. Bruce Woody, the executive director of ECUA. Their estimate for compliance for all of Escambia County and the water that they do was more in the $50 million range, because the level of where you find the contaminants, where you don't yet have boxes installed that will handle the filters that have to be put in order to limit the chemicals down to that low of a level, an incredibly low level, and the filters themselves and the disposal of filters, they say 50 to 60. Now, for Randy to say 5 to 6 million, and now the city of Milton, okay, not nearly as large as the footprint of all of Escambia or ECUA's water area, but still, you know, I mean, that's a lot for the city of Milton, okay. And I don't know how many wells they've got or what the contaminant level is in those that, you know, they're going to have to, you know, make for that level of screening. But that's weirdly good news, because it could have been a lot more expensive than that. 526 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un calling for his country to increase its nuclear readiness. In remarks carried by state media there, Kim accused the U.S. and South Korea of planning aggression against North Korea. Officials in Ukraine are outraged by Russian President Vladimir Putin's unannounced visit to an occupied Ukrainian city. Putin reportedly flew to Mariupol on Saturday night. And the U.S. quietly marked the 20th anniversary of the war in Iraq yesterday. President George W. Bush formally announced the start of that war March 19th of 2003. And then the explosions began in Baghdad. I remember watching that one pretty vividly when it happened.
You were not in. When were you deployed? Later.
I was deployed in 2007.
2007.
So I was a few
okay.
years after.
Okay. And you enlisted.
I did.
Because of this?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was a bunch of people I knew went over, and I saw them all go, and I'm like, yeah, I probably should. I should be there too. So.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
437-1620. Yeah, Putin going to Mariupol, where they bombed that city into non-existence. That's that huge. Remember this story early on in the war? We had this huge concrete plant complex that, you know, we're like, there's people hiding out in there, and the Russians can't manage to take it. And you're thinking, how can that be? You know, but it was a massive place, right? Well, that's there. That's there. So yeah, very much an insult to the Ukrainians for him to show up there. And, you know, but that shows just kind of the brazen nature. This is just after he gets indicted by the International Criminal Court, you know, for kidnapping all of these children from Ukraine, basically. And he's like, I do not care about that. I don't care. I'm doing my thing. And they're continuing to lie. Now they've got the meeting with Xi Jinping, where, you know, their level of cooperation is very, very concerning.
This is a moment of clarity. I mean, look at just the brazen cynicism associated with him going to Sebastopol, which he illegally annexed in 2014, and then to Mariupol, going there at night, you know, visiting sites, the few sites, you know, that hadn't been rubbled, you know, by the Russian military as they inflicted murder on the innocent people in Mariupol. And as you mentioned, you know, he's just been indicted by the International Criminal Court for kidnapping, you know, tens of thousands of Ukrainian children.
Man, it's unbelievable. And so what you see, that's H.R. McMaster, formerly with the Trump administration, but now talking on Face the Nation about the concern about the alliance between China and Russia.
And of course, this is all on the eve of Xi Jinping, you know, visiting Putin. So I think what you're seeing is really quite clearly this axis of authoritarians who are a real threat to to, you know, to freedom and to civilized people around the world.
Absolutely. And, you know, does the arrest warrant signed off on against Putin give him any pause?
Do you think it gives any pause to Xi Jinping when he boards that flight to Moscow that Vladimir Putin was just had this arrest warrant issued?
You know, sadly, Margaret, I don't think so. Remember, it's really 10 years ago, almost to the day, that Xi Jinping made his first visit to Moscow and they declared their special friendship. Since then, they just continued to double down on this relationship. Remember, just before the Beijing Olympics last year, just prior to the reinvasion of Ukraine on February 24th, mm-hmm. they professed their partnership with no limits.
And he says that he is convinced that China is helping Russia at every level right now, despite what the U.S. says about that. He thinks that's significant. And by the way, it was a steel plant. I didn't think when I was saying that was right, but it was the steel plant, as also iron and steel works, not a concrete plant. So I apologize for getting that detail wrong. But yeah, a very, very telling decision to visit that particular city. David, what do you have coming up in the news, sir?
Several women were at an all-women's business market in Gulf Breeze. We'll tell you about it after Fox.
News. I'm Chris Foster. China's president's in Russia to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and China says to play a role promoting peace talks over the war in Ukraine.
In a statement, the Chinese president shared, conflict and war benefit no one. All parties must stay rational and exercise restraint, avoid fanning the flames and aggravating tensions. But U.S. officials are highly skeptical about this, maintaining that China is still considering providing Russia with lethal aid in its continued assault on Ukraine.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Midnight curfew in Miami Beach last night is expected to go back into effect Thursday to Monday in response to two fatal shootings.
Police found a man with gunshot wounds on Ocean Drive in Miami Beach, a busy street packed with spring breakers. Police responded quickly, arresting a 24-year-old shooting suspect after a brief chase. 2 days earlier, another shooting in the city left one man dead and another wounded.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is 34 degrees, mostly clear skies right now in Pensacola. It's a cold morning here across the Gulf Coast. Temperatures ranging anywhere from the low to mid-30s all across the region. There is a freeze warning in effect for the area. We are going to warm up a little bit today, highs into the 50s and 60s, and then should start warming back up to more normal temperatures later in the week. We'll get more with that from Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Deputies in Baldwin County have arrested a 25-year-old man for allegedly shooting and killing his parents after an argument over the weekend that happened near Spanish Fort. Deputies say they were called to a residence on McFarland Road. They found two people who'd been killed. Witnesses said 25-year-old Trinell Brown had been at the home and told them he killed his parents before leaving. Investigators say Brown had confronted them about an ongoing family dispute. Nearly 30 female business owners were part of a women's business market in Gulf Breeze over the weekend.
There's everything from a travel agency, children's museum. We've got jewelry, hats, t-shirts. There's a dog trainer here. I actually talked to about some problems with my own dog. That was fun.
And that's Charlene Cook. She is the event coordinator. Organizers say they held the event in honor of Women's History Month. The market was held on Sunday at the Eatery on Gulf Breeze Parkway. Cook says they're hoping to make it a semi-annual event. Former President Trump accusing President Biden of trying to influence the Manhattan District Attorney's Office in the Stormy Daniels hush money payment case. More on that from Mark Mayfield.
Trump made the claim Sunday on his Truth Social platform, adding that Biden wants to pretend he has nothing to do with the Manhattan DA's assault on democracy, when in fact he has stuffed the DA's office with Department of Injustice people. Also accused District Attorney Alvin Bragg of taking his orders from D.C. Prosecutors have signaled a possible indictment, but the DA's office has not confirmed Trump's claim that he would be arrested in connection with the case on Tuesday. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A Flemington man facing charges for allegedly attacking a relative with a baseball bat last month, 54-year-old Richard Morris, was arrested last week and charged with felony burglary with a battery and aggravated battery. North Escambia reports that that the man had hit the relative in the back of the head with a bat on February 7th. That person was taken to the hospital as a trauma alert at the time. Morris remains in the Escambia County Jail on $65,000 bond. 534, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Chilly day today with temperature warming up near 58 degrees for your high under mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, staying cool with a low near 41. We're going to be staying on the cooler side for Tuesday, but warming up slightly with a high near 64, mostly sunny skies. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 52. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 34 degrees, freeze warning in effect. It is 39 in Gulf Breeze and 33 in Milton. Our next news at 6 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne. This is News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to local talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And national talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620.
Hey Pensacola, it's Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we are celebrating. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary and winning the 2022 Best of the Bay Award. My dad, Louis Barberry, started this company with a vision of providing the best service with honesty and integrity for the community. He also started the flat rate pricing system where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done, so there are no surprises. Now, 50 years later, his vision continues. At Barberry Plumbing, we appreciate you putting your trust in us and voting us as 2022 Best of the Bay winner. We know you don't always need a plumber, but when you do, we appreciate your vote of confidence by choosing Barberry Plumbing. Call Barberry Plumbing 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Get better health with scientifically proven technology that's not going to the gym, diet supplements, pharmaceuticals, or medical treatment. Hear how OsteoStrong helps many improve bone density, posture, balance, athletic performance, and less joint and back pain. Find out more this morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Celebrate the arts this Saturday and Sunday in the Breeze at the 27th annual Gulf Breeze Arts Festival. Check out the over 100 local, regional, and national artist booths. For more info, gulfbreezearts.com. Join the Pensacola Ice Flyers, UWF, and the Gulf Coast Kids House for a fun friends and family day this Sunday. A portion of the proceeds benefits the Gulf Coast Kids House. See gulfcoastkidshouse.org for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 538 on News Radio 92.3. We just had a bunch of fun off the air. I won't tell you about it. It was fun. Candy was gone last week, so I got Candy her gifts.
That's so nice. Thank you so much.
That was fun.
29 again.
Because her birthday. Yeah, 29 yeah, again last year.
Finally.
Last week. Old enough to run a car.
That's right.
All right. So on Friday, we had a chance to talk to United States Senator Rick Scott from the great state of Florida, former governor, of course. Senator, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you. It's always nice talking to you. I can't tell you that D.C. is getting any better. So it's unbelievable.
It's not a job I would.
Just a quick number to think about.
Go ahead.
I just can't give you a quick number. So since 2019, pre-COVID, the population in America has grown by 1.8%. Okay? How much do you think Biden's budget's up from 2019 budget?
Oh, man. I know the number is huge, but I don't know the number. What is it?
65%.
Good Lord. And that's, you know, that's one of the things that's so frustrating. It's so frustrating when you hear the president talk about how he's cutting the budget deficit. Well, yeah, compared to the outrageous, you know, 2020 and 2021 budgets or whatever, the intervening years when we spent trillions extra. Sure, it looks good, but not compared to 2019, right?
Yeah, and they act like they're paying down debt. No, they're not. I mean, the debt's going to go to $52 trillion within 10 years. And by the way, every time the CBO does an estimate, you know, it's always worse than that. But think about this. I mean, the budget person, you know, never wants to answer any questions. She was in at the budget committee this week, and you know, she didn't want to talk about that. It's up 55%. Didn't want to talk about that. Didn't want to talk about the fact that it doesn't balance. Didn't want to talk about any of these things. It's just, it's like they must think we're all a bunch of idiots.
I don't think you're stretching the imagination much to assert that that's what they believe about us. That's true. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about with you, Senator, is that you have your fingers in a lot of different things. You're always working on a lot of different things, and I admire that, frankly. But one thing that you have been dealing with since you basically became a senator, is with the terrorist attack on Annapolis, Pensacola, and the security protocols implemented, the lack of base access is killing people here. I mean, it's terrible how much, you know, we can't go to the museum, can't go to the lighthouse, can't watch the Blue Angels, that feeling like we have a base, but it's not our base anymore. We have an open weekend coming up. That's good news. That's a step. What else can we anticipate?
I keep bugging them. You know, I've worked on getting money in the National Defense Authorization Act to help, you know, created a separate corridor. But it's like they don't care. They don't care about solving the problem. So I'm going to keep working on it. You know, we've worked with the, you know, local states, everybody to try to, you know, we got to keep the base secure, which we get. But right. we also have to provide a way to get there. I mean, I got married at 19. I got grandkids. And I want to start bringing my grandkids there.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably true for most grandparents. Because you can excite kids about the aviation. I mean, it's such an unbelievable museum.
Yeah, when we have the Blue Angels are a recruiting tool, the museum is a recruiting tool, and just access to such a tourism element. And I'm with you. I get the tension. I get the concerns on the Navy side, but. It feels like everything we put up as a possibility gets shot down by Big Navy, or just gets ignored, you know, by Big Navy. So,
But hey, you should feel good. Your military is focused on pronouns. They're really getting better at pronouns.
Stop it. Hey, speaking of military stuff, I know you sit on armed services. In fact, you deal specifically with Navy stuff. I've read some very concerning reporting recently about our readiness levels, about, you know, like only less than a third of our amphibious ships are prepared to deploy, that, you know, we might have a high number of ships. We're going to have to build more. But Carlos Del Toro, the Secretary of the Navy, his strategy for fixing the maintenance issues is to build newer ships. Do you have confidence in his plan for getting the Navy up to what it should be for the future concerns we have, like with China, for example?
No, I mean they don't understand. I mean they're more focused on woke stuff than they are on being lethal. I think our job of our military, and I serve in the Navy. My dad served in the Army. Our job is basically to scare the crap out of our enemies. But I mean they're putting a lot of time into pronouns and stuff like that, making sure we have more solar, getting all of our vehicles to be electric. That's what they're focused on. So it's, and by the way, I'm on the ranking Republican on the personnel committee, which is about 40% of the budget. So we had our first subcommittee meeting in this Congress. They couldn't answer anything. I mean, everything that they're required to give us is late, and it was really disappointing. But you know, look, everything starts at the top. If your number one person is incompetent, which Biden is, if your number one person, you know, doesn't have a hell-bent on getting something done attitude, which Biden doesn't, then nothing's going to happen. And that's the way it works. And so we're going to have, these 4 years are not going to be good for the country. So not just the military. And we got recruiting.
Not an uplifting Friday morning message, but sometimes you just have to swallow the pill. You know, you have to take the information that's available to you. We're talking to Senator Rick Scott.
But you can.
Go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
And we can fix this. We can fix this. Look, it starts with you. Everybody listening has got to get more active in politics. The government at every level has gotten way too big. It's way too involved in our lives. They're trying to, you know, guarantee outcomes instead of opportunity. So what we've got to do is we've got to look at people when they want to run. What are you going to do? I don't need bigger government. I need bigger opportunities. And I think that's how most Americans are. They want, look, I want to have a job. I want my kids to get a good education. I want to be safe. But I don't need you to tell me everything. I don't need government at any level to dictate all this stuff. And I think people are getting more active. I'm very optimistic about the future. But it takes for everybody getting more active. That's what it's going to take.
And I just want to make sure that I heard you correctly, because I think I did, but I want to make sure. I thought I heard you say that you do not have confidence in the Secretary of the Navy, and by extension, it seemed like you were implying other civilian leadership in the military based on their concern with social causes and not really focusing on the pressing needs of the military right now. Is that what I heard you say?
You know, there's great people in the Navy. There's great people all over. But they're being pushed to spend more time on wokeness. I mean, they're on pronouns.
And renaming ships.
Are there great people, our leaders? Yeah. I mean, are there great? Like I was talking to a retired, captain, and he was commander of a ship, and he said one of the reasons they got out is they had to do, you know, transgender training. Instead, they were following a Chinese ship that they were supposed to do, and they were told that day they had to stop and train everybody on transgender. Now, that might be an important issue, but not in the middle of your job. I mean, they've lost sight. That's, you know, is it probably the leaders? It's not the leadership. It's Biden. This is what Biden's pushing. This is what Milley's pushing. And so if you've taught to follow the chain of command in the service, and so you got to do your job. So they're making it tough on. We have great people in serving and stuff like that. But at the top, Biden, Milley, I think they just become woke. Austin, I mean, they're more focused on you know, getting everything the gender right and skin color than anything else. And what we got to do is I want a lethal service. I mean, my experience in the Navy was that, I mean, they create unbelievable opportunities for everybody. But guess what? When I was in, it was a meritocracy. Bust your butt. If you want to get that head, you're going to have to be better than everybody else. That's what you have to do. That's life.
It's a smaller issue, but it is one that comes up repeatedly because you haven't been able to get any traction on the House side with making permanent daylight saving time. I know you and Senator Rubio have been working on this ever since Florida voted on it all those years ago to make this happen. Is there any hope this year or any House sponsors willing to bring this forward?
I'm optimistic, actually. We got it, as you know, we got it through the Senate.
Yep.
And so now we have a Republican House. Nobody can explain their opposition. But, you know, that's what's frustrating about this is nobody can really explain their opposition to it, right? So if you can't explain your opposition, you should be for it or don't block it. And so I'm optimistic. It's common sense. I mean, just think of how much nicer it is this week that after work you can get outside and get some exercise and your kids can get some exercise. It's so much nicer this week.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's nobody's really articulating opposition. More so, it's just adamant indifference. You know, it's kind of what I've heard from members of the House of Representatives. Nobody's quite willing to take it up and run with it. Well, Senator Rick Scott, all kinds of stuff. I mean, he's working on legislation related to limiting China. He's working on legislation relating to the red tide. He's working on stuff related to the banking and, you know, reform in that regard. I mean, we haven't even talked about that at all. I guess we should take at least a 30 seconds or so. Do you think that we are structurally sound in the banking system right now with the two failures that we've had and the one that's now sort of a pending we're working on right now?
I have no idea, and here's why. I mean, Yellen goes out there, and she says the banking system's safe. Sounds really good. Did she explain how Silicon Valley Bank and how Signature Bank are different than others? Did she explain how they did a review of all the banks? No. She just had some nice words that somebody wrote for her. So I couldn't tell you. I mean, I think you, it's your job as a depositor. You better figure out because the Federal Reserve is not doing their job. I said this week, Powell needs to tell us who's going to get demoted or fired or something for this failure. This is, I mean, look, the leadership of these banks did the wrong thing. But guess what? The review was bad. Powell's group did a bad job. And so what are you going to do, Jay Powell, to fix this? I mean, I want to make sure the banks all in Florida are safe. You know what? We all are better if we're reviewed. We all get better.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Do your job, Jay Powell.
I'm having trouble finding any note of optimism in anything you're telling me other than in a couple of years, you know, we have another election and things can change, right? So, wow.
Oh, I'm optimistic. It's going to get better.
I know you are. I know that's your disposition. And, you know, sometimes you have to have that demeanor in order to endure being honest about how bad things can be at the moment. United States Senator Rick Scott from the great state of Florida. Senator, thank you so much for the time this morning, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. See you. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. 550 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about selling your home, you're trying to figure out if now is the right time, if the interest rate changes that you think might be coming or that are already here have affected the market, and what is your home going to do? What is your neighborhood doing? Listen, Christina Leavenworth, I mean, she is an absolute expert at this stuff to such a degree that she's actually being brought in to speak to other realtors to teach them how to do what she does. And it's kind of funny because I've talked to her and she's like, Andrew, I know a lot of things that are different from everybody else, but also a lot of what I do is what everybody gets taught. I just do it and it works, you know, and it's that personal touch and individual attention and making you feel like even if she's got a bunch of clients at any one time, you feel like you're the only one. I know because she takes your home so seriously, like it's her home to try to sell. That's how she gets to sell 200 homes in the course of a year. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. So that individual attention, individual knowledge, and she'll give you good advice. You know, no, this is the right time. Yes, this is the right time. Maybe in a month, you know, whatever the case may be, she will help you out. They've got it figured out down to like a science, how to sell these homes, what to price them at, how to stage them and photograph them and just all of it. Really, top to bottom, the operation is kind of amazing. So if you want to find out what she can do for you, give Christina Leavenworth and her folks at Leavenworth Realty a call today, 723-9158, 723-9158.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
No one's really going to be free until nerd persecution ends.
Good morning, 5:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I found the comments that Senator Scott made about the military to be the most concerning because I tend to be, you know, kind of an optimist. I tend to be sometimes a little bit naive about, you know, if I can see a way that something makes sense, then I'll kind of, you know, okay, all right, we're good. And when I've heard, you know, Carlos Del Toro, the Secretary of the Navy, talk about his shipbuilding plan and how that's going to solve the issues. And I was talking to my wife about this yesterday, and she's like, yeah, but didn't Austell have all the... Yeah, I'm like, those ships didn't turn out good. I mean, not necessarily the ones built by Austell, but like the whole class, okay? And yeah, it's a problem. And she's like, so maybe the brand new ship thing isn't the solution. I'm like, yeah. And the Gerald Ford has got all these issues. So yeah, I mean, I see that argument too. You know, give me A-10s and F-16s. You know, give me things we know work. I know they're not next generation, but we know they work really, really well. 5:55 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Swiss banking giant UBS now buying its rival Credit Suisse for more than $3 billion. A statement from the Swiss National Bank says the takeover will, quote, secure financial stability and protect the country's economy. UBS Chairman Colm Kelleher says the move is attractive for its shareholders and says it's an emergency rescue. The wait continues today for a Texas judge's decision on the case regarding mifepristone abortion pills. A U.S. judge heard arguments last week in an anti-abortion group's lawsuit to overturn the FDA's approval of those pills. And I've got a new business idea.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah, a Virginia-based company is renting sheep for people to mow lawns. I think it would go over really well here. The only hitch in my plan is I don't have anywhere to keep my sheep. So I'm wondering, how big of a backyard do you have, Andrew?
Well, I mean, enough. You know, it's open. Okay. There's a bit of a forest back there, so we'll be fine. And just think about it this way. You obviously don't have to feed them at your house.
That's true, yeah.
The business is feeding them, you know.
That's true,
so,
yeah.
That's good. All right. What do you do with all of the byproduct, let's call it?
Ooh, well... I think you could repurpose it into lawn fertilizer.
Well, I would hope. I mean, I don't know. Probably not a business that's going to go over well in Arizona.
No, probably not.
Where they have, you know, painted green rocks as lawn. I'm not kidding. If you've never been to Arizona, they have rock lawns is very common. And sometimes they spray paint them green to make them seem like it's grass.
That's a good idea.
No,
I've seen
not.
A lot
no,
of rock
really
lawns.
Not. It's really atrocious.
I've seen a lot of rock lawns. I've never seen one spray painted green like that, though.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. That's old Arizona. I can say it. I lived there, and I fled there. The best thing I ever saw of Arizona, the best picture I ever saw of Arizona, was the one in my rearview mirror. Look, hey.
I've only been there once for a weekend, but
If you lived there and loved it, I mean, that's fine. I have one of my dearest relatives in the whole wide world misses Arizona all the time. Like, I don't understand what you're saying, the words you're saying. Seems like English to me. Seems like English, but it can't possibly be English because the way you're using those words doesn't match up with any reality that I know. David, thanks so much for the update. 5:57. Arizona, I had a great job. We had a great church, and it was a wonderful place, except that we lived there.
Was it the heat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's ugly. It's super ugly. Oh, it's just like 84 shades of brown.
I know, but it's cool. You could see the mountains and stuff. I was only there for 2 days.
My dad lives in Denver. I lived in Oregon after that.
Okay.
I've seen real mountains. No, I'm good with the Camelback Mountain. Doesn't do anything for me.
All right. Don't get me wrong. I prefer this area, too, more than anywhere else. But still.
You know, when it's 100 for 6 months.
It's a dry heat.
Oh, don't get me started. Don't get me started on this dry heat lie.
Girl.
Your oven is a dry heat.
Got it.
The expression we used in our Christmas letter one time was, when we see the cockroaches spontaneously combusting on the sidewalk, you know it's hot. And that's really not that far from the truth. Sorry.
Wow.
It's deep, deep, deep pain in me, okay? So I'm still, you know, counseling for all this.
Border states have hardened here, I see. Sorry. Yikes.
5:58 on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, you know, I've bought a car there. It's a great car, great service. I mean,
good
great,
morning,
just,
I'm David Wayne.
An outstanding follow-up with us long after a year afterwards to make sure the car was good. But one of the things about them is just selection. Just select, and it's like if you could put all the ingredients you need for a great used car place, it's all at Frontier. Okay, and one of them, as I said, selection 300 cars, trucks, vans, all on the lot at one time. They open them up in the morning. You can get in them. You don't have to ask for permission to touch a car, you know, like that kind of thing. They're very hands-off until you need them, and then they're right there doing whatever it is. So Frontier Motors, a great place to buy good quality used cars. Test drive a handful, five or six. Test drive a bunch. Test drive something outside your range, but test drive and then buy a car there. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.